Apparently, we have to wait a few minutes for everybody to come in here, so I will start talking in like 2 3 minutes. So, and then Casimir will take over.
Is this thing on? We'll give everyone another minute or two.
Yes, it's on.
Feel this.
Okay, I have waited long enough. I don't want to wait longer anymore with this. First, let's start with the war. Oh yeah, for people wondering where is Asher, I think he told it at many places already. He had a pre-planned vacation before he took over, so he's on vacation. He will be back in a few days, and then we'll think. So that's why me and Kashner are now today talking here to you all. Let's start talking about the war. That's Emmentia. We have done a lot of work here. Yesterday, we started the week pretty much with killing the MTech set for the Tsar and breaking in there. Then we took a lot of IHOPs there, and then continued taking IHOPs in this constellation. We killed the MTech set for the Tsar. We killed the for the Tsar in FRTC. We put the W4E for the Tsar in Hull. This is a main staging for the Tsar of the CESA group. Yesterday, everybody did an amazing job there, and today we continued with shooting more, killing more Sov, shooting more Fortizars and other structures and all those kind of things, getting fights. Yesterday we got a nice fight also. So yeah, this is a lot of work. Yes, I know IHOPs are not the most fun of things that happen, but like yesterday when we did the IHOP timer, we got a nice fight out of it anyway. So these are things that give us fights, and it was good to see. So I was quite happy about yesterday. So that's what we're doing. We now have since today also a jump gate from ZMV towards Delph. So the route to get here is a bit shorter. So this is the quick TLDR about the war. Also concurrent with the war, since Monday we have a new application that does PEP links. It's new. It has Devilcrafter says I'm not allowed to say, but it has a lot of features to be added. But it has, this is the new thing. Just sometimes it takes a few hours for PEP links to show up. Sometimes it takes a lot of. Please don't PM FCs about it. They're just getting the hang of it also. So just stand with it, and everything will be okay. Yeah, Julie perhaps will not show up also, like that's also in the old system. So don't worry about it. It all starts from August. That's when the data will be correct. So that's the new PEP thing, and just give it if you have trouble, just ask to your Corp CO, don't PM FCs. Thank you very much. Then GSF Logistics and Podium Reserve. That is our new logistic corp, and that's also the corp you have to do fuel contracts to now. No, I'm not going to link topics for that because those topics are in caps form and all those kind of things that not everybody can look at. So just make sure you read the new topic and how to do fueling. Also, please follow the rules because we don't want people to get annoyed with things. They're just going to, if you don't follow the rules, they're just going to cancel your contract, and you have to do the contract again with following the rules. And if they keep canceling contract, you're doing something wrong. So just be aware of that. Then what we have more, we need more people scouting, and we need more people doing scouting stuff. Help scout stagings, follow enemy fleets, give us more information. So for that we have scouts is open for business. And please go to the link, apply to scouts, be helpful for the military. And the last thing I need to talk about, and then I'm going to give it 2 minutes for people to ask questions that I might want to answer and might not. Last thing I need to talk about is from our friend Ranger, PI, 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 PI. Everybody needs to do PI. We need PI. Please do PI. So that's basically it. If you have questions, you have 2 minutes, and then I might answer them, I might not, and then Kazanier is going to take over. Capital training at one point. We had a capital training up a few days ago when we sent fighters to the gate to avoid our friend mist coming into ZMV. So we had a training up a few days ago.
What's the question about AltCorps?
If we have more information of AltCorps next week, until then, just wait until things happen. And that's something we're going to announce to Kremlin first before we announce it to everybody here. So just that will not be any information about that until next week for sure, and maybe a bit longer. People are working on it. Yes, there's still a move up post-fireside. Yes. So in 20 minutes, there's a move up. So now I'm done with answering questions, and now Casimir is going to talk about many things he has prepared.
Prepared? That's a wild exaggeration. I've just been sitting here smoking a lot of weed. Hey, how is everybody? It is the color of money, right? Hey, DBRB. So yeah, it's hard to know where to start. This is such a great game, right? And yet it's so terrible in so many ways, and we all want to keep playing it, and we get together every week to talk about it because we want to play it so bad. In fact, when we think about skipping a week of Firesides, everyone complains because we all like talking about spaceships so much. Am I getting this right? I don't think it's a Led Zeppelin song. My name is Turkish, my spaceship's name. So the state of the game is super interesting, right? Obviously, we did pretty well. We won the war. We have a ton of super capitals, and yet nothing seems to be happening. And so going on to the CSM, I started trying to figure out why, like what was going on and what exactly about EVE was broken, right? We're in this weird state where CCP did a lot of what they called scarcity. And what ended up happening is they sort of brought the gates down on top of capital production and progression for the whole game, right? Which left us in pole position, right? That's pretty much why we won the war. We were sitting for many months in Delve with a whole one constellation, but because of a lot of these changes, the game couldn't outproduce us, right? And we were richer than everybody else, and here we are. We still own our space, yay. So it's all good, right? What's the problem with that? Well, we need a few more keep starts, that's true. It is. It's not hypothetical, right? This is what actually happened, right? And this is the big misunderstanding that really is my goal to convince people of on the CSM, both the rest of the game and CCP, is that everything backfired, right? What everyone looked at is they looked at several years of Rourke walls, right? And Rourke walls are the big thing that's in everyone's head. But I don't actually, in going back and looking at the whole game, I don't think Rourke walls were the problem. But for several years, everyone that could used super ratting, and they used Rourke wall mining to build as many super capitals as they could, and they used skill injectors to burn through the whole skill curve as fast as they could, and really burned out the game's whole power curve, right? That's why we won, is we had the most people in position at the end of that power curve with the most wealth and resources, and all of a sudden the faucet was turned off, and it was a contest of who was already richer, right? So the question is what to do about that, right? No one wants to go back to the sort of capital proliferation numbers we saw, or they think they didn't. But the question I think that no one has answered is, what do you do about Rourke walls in 2019 or 2020 that isn't scarcity, right? Skill injectors are definitely part of it. We're going to talk about this. So what I did is I went back as far as I could to try and understand what exactly is broken. You look at the PCU and it seems like half of the damn game is missing, and I really wanted to understand why. And what really surprised me, yeah, I mean, they did their best, Wingman 4508, he said, austerity did wonders for Greece. I went back all the way, to surprise me how far back I had to go, I went all the way back into patch notes, all the way to Exodus, which is the patches in 2004 and 2005. There's three of them. There's Exodus, and then Cold War, and Red Moon Rising, where finally Titans are introduced. All of that happens, by the end of 2005. What surprised me is that the whole game of EVE that made EVE great is already there right in those patch notes, right? By the time those patches are done, you have the whole capital progression system, right? You have that sort of end game. You have a system of resources and conquest, right? Moons are already in the game. They have star bases. They have this concept of controlling them, and they already have Tech 2 in the game, right? They have this concept of here's your moon goo, and so whoever controls the space is going to have access to this moon goo and derive the value from that. All of that already exists long before the vast majority of us are playing. So that was really surprising to me. So I sat down and started to try and say, okay, what broke this, right? And the answer is like probably a dozen different things over the course of the last almost 20 years. But it wasn't just CCP. Someone in chat said CCP, right? But it wasn't just CCP. What I realized is that CCP follows this path. It's not like they don't listen to player feedback. They do. Frequently, they listen to it in a bad way, right? They listen to it and they'll go and say, okay, players are behaving badly. People are mad about X, Y, and Z. The monkey's paw, that's right. Someone in the chat said the monkey's paw. And they'll look at it and they'll try and conceive of a way, a game designed for Eve, where the players couldn't do that bad thing and implement it as if the players had never done the bad thing and without actually looking at the state of the sandbox. And we'll talk about this when we come back to scarcity, because that's exactly what happened. But the players are also responsible for this in like multiple respects. Some of these things that got changed. Scarcity is the most recent example, right? A lot of the game was against Rorke walls and was against air quotes capital proliferation. And was against steel injectors, right? And so CCP acted to nerf that stuff without really understanding what would happen or where they were going or what needed to happen as a solution. All they knew was that people were mad, they had to do something, and so they did stuff. And so my goal was to try and avoid repeating this. Unfortunately, we need them because otherwise the game is just going to stay this way. Someone asked, can we nerf the CCP devs? I don't know if incompetence is the right way. I think the players also, what has impressed me researching this is that the players have also like borne responsibility for this at multiple points, right? And behind changes that, like I said, everyone thought that scarcity was just going to nerf goons, and by accident they ended up winning us the war, right? In various ways. You have these old town halls from during the war, people like Villy and Gobbins out there taking credit for some of these changes that changed the air quotes Rorqual era without really grokking it, without understanding it, and without understanding what they were breaking, right? Trying to read a few questions here. And oh, I'm sorry, I'm terrible at actually reading the questions out loud. So the big thing that happened, I think, is several things have gotten broken, right? The one big thing that is broken is the progression curve, right? With the combination of Rorquals in Lifeblood with Moons and Citadel with the capital rebalance, allowing capitals to produce substantially more money on the field in PvE, and with skill injectors, Ascension, which was in the middle, it allowed players to get through the power curve of the game super fast. You could get to the point where you had one or two or three Titans. And now, with the gates come down, there is no more power curve for you. The problem is that there's no way to get out of that by nerfing stuff. Once a game gets into that position, they don't have a solution other than somehow expanding the power curve, which everyone in Eve is against that, right? No one wants to see Eve Online become like a theme park MMO where you have to continually, do mudflation, right? We'll talk about skill injectors in a second. Someone asked about that. But by the time they decided to nerf all of that stuff in 2019, 2020, and do air quotes scarcity, right, they were in a position where they do now need to extend the power curve, right? And this is the mistake. And this is what I realized this looking at their big old chart of super capital builds and capital builds over the course of time, right? Once the Rorqual era has happened, it's too late. You've let it go on several years. Now 1,000 people on each side have Titans. You have to expand, right? But what should have happened is, had they not done that, the existing Tech One capital power curve would have lasted them not 3 years, but an additional 5, 10, maybe even 15, right? It was going pretty good. Slowly, the rate was increasing. But now they're at a point where they do have to somehow expand, and they have the framework for it. Right, they have the potential to do, navy capitals, faction capitals, tech two capitals, supers, more than they have done now. What they've got to do is not screw it up again, right? Any expansion to Eve's power curve, like I said, the whole player base, you ask them, they don't want another World of Warcraft. Nobody wants that, right? Whatever they do for expansion has to take a lot longer time. We can't be in a position where people are building those in a 1 or a 2 or a 3 year time span. But at the same time, you do need it in a situation where it is possible to outproduce your enemy, right? That eventually, if you have them pinned down, or if your econ is better, or if you have a better grasp on game mechanics, that you will be able to win a war of attrition. And right now, that's just impossible, right? There's not enough income in NLSEC. There's not enough ability to replace the key hardware, right? That element of the progression curve is just broken. I don't know about classic. So we'll have to talk about this. Some of the stuff that they've broken can't get back, right? So someone asked, no new content in 2 years. This another thing that impressed me is that while CCP made a ton of changes, the core Eve game is actually pretty resilient, and that's what I'm going to talk about, right? The way that Moons worked for the longest time made Moons, first of all, they were the source of a ton of economic value. They were the only way for you to get Tech 2 Moongoo, right? And since everyone wants Tech 2 to attack the game's power curve, right, to be better in PvP, to be better in PvE, a ton of value had to flow through Moons, right? That was where you got Moongoo. And because of that, and because of how Moons were laid out, Moons were the value accessed for conquering space, right? Well, sure. Sorry, I'm keep responding to things without saying them out loud. I apologize. This is something that ended up also breaking with Rorqual, right, by accident. And we have partly ourselves to blame here. Of course, we're super in favor of farms and fields as a mechanic, right? We want people to be out in space farming, and that's not what Moons were like. The original Moons were you put a starbase on them, and that's it. All you have to do is maintain the starbase, and you, air quotes, passively get value, right? But the problem is that by replacing those with actively fracked moons, they deleted the way that space was given value, right? With Lifeblood and the transition to extraction moons, all of a sudden, if you didn't have someone to mine the space was probably worthless, even if you claimed it and took sov on it, right? Previously, all you had to do was tower the moon and have someone run that. That was a lot of work to run a large moon farm in the old days, right? Someone was saying in chat. But compared to what it takes to mine them now, you could have a moon up and running lickety split and be getting that money from it, right? So this is a giant problem. Not that we want to get away from farms and fields. Obviously, we're super in favor, right? But what is missing is something that gives space value just for claiming it. Used to be that the first thing that happened in a war was you would go and try and conquer a bunch of moons, cost the person money, opposing side money, get some of your own, and it was immediately valuable. Now it takes a month and a half for a moon to come online, right? The other thing they provided was just a lot of back and forth, right? They were smaller objectives than a citadel is. They only had one timer on a starbase, and the original sovereignty even functioned on top of that. It was based on how many moons you had claimed. Of course, you go back and look at 2008 and 2009, and you'll find our forums and the Eve forums full of people complaining about POS warfare because they hated it, right? But it produced a lot more smaller back and forth conflict than the citadel warfare or the infrastructure hub warfare that we sometimes see today. So it's interesting. So this is why I'm saying we can't just go back, right? There's no way they're just going to go back to harvester moons. Right. We don't want that. I don't think that's that. But what is missing is something grants value to space just for holding it. Right. The idea that you should be able to conquer some small section of your opponent's space and have that be worth doing. So I don't know what they're going to do to fix that. Right. But this is the other big thing is that Eve originally was a game of conquest. Right, it mattered who held the space, who controlled it, not just because of who was farming it, but have, right? And we accidentally lost that. And I blame ourselves just a little bit because we love farms and fields so bad. But this is an important piece of Eve that's missing. I think it's probably the biggest piece is making the conquest map important again, where right now, the last time someone went and tried to conquer space because the space itself was super valuable. I don't know. That is what's missing, and it's that it hurts small groups, right? Because it means it's not worth it to just go conquer a small piece of outlying territory that the big group can't defend, right? And we see that it also removed the what you could do just to get value from that space if you're a small PvP group, and we see that in the aftermath, the larger groups, the landlords, are even more powerful, right? I have bad habits. So this is sort of the preview. Is my the big two things that are wrong is Eve as a progression game is broken, right? There, we're out of a progression curve. Something needs to happen to expand it. And the Eve as a conquest game is also broken. Values are all out of whack, and space itself is not valuable enough to take and to hold. So someone asked again about skills. That's part of the progression curve topic, right? Skill injectors are a problem because it's hard to nerf them, right? They're super valuable, and we need something for people to catch up, but it's obviously they're very powerful, and they have made it so people can advance through a curve that previously took many years and had a lot of sandbox interplay with pilot sales. They've really obviated that, and so it's hard to know what to do there.
Sorry, Casimir. I need to leak something.
Uh-oh.
Yes. Horde just pinged to their alliance that they're going to deploy next Friday to Datoroid. So, every who, not sure, should I come on this move off? Should I bring my capital ship and all those kind of things? Please be ready in 5 minutes and join the move up for 7V, so you can be ready to fight Horde.
So I'll answer one final question before we go on this. Pliant and Dashi asked about, would this only fix null in Sov Warfare? The large majority of players are null. Basically, my working theory is that with null being what's broken, it's us and the outsized demand for resources that capitals present to the economy that's missing. It's our support alts that are missing from the PCU and for people who are subbed, right? It's our people that are missing from in-game space, right? And it's our demand for that huge amount of resources to constantly be building caps, to be building super caps that's missing from the game's economy. And but I actually think that potentially a power curve expansion can address that. Can you imagine what it would take and how much Moongoo would be in demand if people were building a Tech 2 Dreadnought or a Tech 2 Fax, right? So I think there is potential, there is hope there, right? Even though it's just NullSec, the numbers involved drive a huge amount of activity in the rest of the game, I hope. So this is something that should take a long time. I'm not saying that as a CSM I'm here to push for Tech 2 Titans next year. That's ridiculous, right? But some expansion has to be in cards, and we have to understand how to do that without Eve turning into just another theme park MMO. I think, well, the rest of the questions qualify as no future plans. Let's go to this move up. Broadcasts are incoming. Thanks for listening, fam.